There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
It's Ryan Kelly Morning After. His name's Ryan Kelly. He's a title sponsor. We're in the appliances counter's 8 o'clock hour. We're also in Michelob Ultra Studios. And look, Doug, our title sponsor is on the line.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's the home loan expert.
Oh,
he's online at thehomeloanexpert.com. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, so I was just sitting here thinking, you know, it never snows in Jamaica.
Wow.
No.
You don't have to worry.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so, Doug. Does it?
If it ever does, it'll be while we're down there. Be my guess.
Kenny Strode might know for sure, right?
He is not available, unfortunately, at the moment, Ryan. He is tending to an assignment. There is some breaking news.
You know, there's always something, right?
That does sum it up concisely, sir.
It always does it. Well, boys, I'll tell you what. The new year's upon us. I think we all know that. And January's coming to an end. Holy cow, this is going to be a fast one. You can already feel it, like, I mean, I can't believe it. It's almost the end of January. We're going into February. Before you know it, it's going to be time to head down to Dogtown and start partying for one of my favorite holidays, and that's St. Patrick's Day. You know, let's not forget about Cinco de Mayo. It's another one of my favorites. And, you know, I love to go down to Soulard for some Mardi Gras. Lots to do around the Lou, but something else you can do is start saving some money. Big announcement came out of the Home Loan Expert last week. We're super excited. Not only are we a mortgage banker, but we also now can offer broker services. So we have both platforms. What does that mean to you? It means everything. It means you can have it all. For years, there's been this argument in the world, like, what's better, a banker or a broker? Well, the bankers are better. They underwrite and close their own files. They control the file. True. No, the brokers are better. They can shop your loan at multiple different lenders and make sure you're getting the best rate. So there's been an argument back and forth for as long as I remember, and I've been in the business 20 years. So we want to do something different. Like, we just had to. The home loan expert, like, we're going to pivot. We got to do something different.
Yeah.
And the thought came to our mind. It's like, hey, what if we offer our customers banking or broker? And it's like, ding, how come no one's thought about that? So we've been busy for the last few weeks building out our wholesale broker channel to go along with our banker. And now, when you apply for a refinance or a new home purchase at thehomeloanexpert.com, we can look at it and say, hey, here's the deal. We're going to keep this one in-house because we have a better rate. We can close it in 10 days, and we can manage that file a little bit better. Or we could say, hey, this is pretty clean, conventional purchase, and I get you about a half a point lower rate by, you know, checking 12 different lenders, so let's do it. There you go. You don't have to worry anymore if you're getting the best deal at the Home Loan Expert. You can have it all. Rates have continued to drop. You have no idea how happy that makes me and so many homeowners out there. I mean, just think about 6 months ago or so when we were hitting the sevens on mortgage rates. Like, I got to tell you, our phone stopped ringing. You know, there was no commercial out there to say, hey, if your rate's not in the sevens, call me today. No one wanted a call for that, but here we go. We continue to drop, and it feels good. Phones are ringing again. People are stirring around, a lot of activity. It's a good time to buy that house right now before the big mob comes and everybody tries to buy them all up. Rates are low. We have great programs for all. So if you've been thinking, like, now's my shot at that cash out refi, wipe out all that debt in 2022, or this is the year, I've been waiting, I'm going to buy my house, we're standing by. We're ready to answer all those questions. We'll work you up all those options on the banker and broker side. We'll present them to you, and you decide, hey, that's the perfect loan for me. Let's go. And you'll still get that customer service no one can match and a 10-day closing guarantee. So let's have a conversation today. Let's take a look at that mortgage. You know the old saying, New year, new mortgage. Only available at thehomeloanexpert.com. Bye, boys.
Well, thank you, Ryan. The great Ryan Kelly, the title sponsor of the show, thehomeloanexpert.com, with us here, Doug. And it's a new year, new mortgage.
Yeah.
You're going to date the rate, but marry the house.
That's what he says, yeah. He's going to get a lot of business. I imagine anyone who bought a house in the last 2 years or so is going to say, boy, I got to refinance now.
Go online, thehomeloanexpert.com,
yeah,
to do it. And then you're going to go to Burley Cutlery once you move in and get your knives sharpened?
I would, not just knives. I mean, they'll sharpen darn near anything for you. I was looking at all the things that they'll sharpen for you at Bertarelli. They can sharpen your hunting knives, your serrated knives, your machetes. You guys got a machete? Probably not swords. They will. I don't know what people are doing at home, but they will sharpen all these things for you at Bertarelli, including lawnmower blades, hedge trimmers, loppers. They will sharpen. What exactly is a lopper? What are people doing that they're coming into Bertarelli with loppers, machetes, and swords? Mm. But Bertarelli is happy to sharpen them all. Usually it's kitchen knives. That's what they do most of all. It's a local business, been on the Hill since 1974, longest running sponsor here. They got that awesome showroom with a variety of kitchen tools and gadgets and mixers. And, of course, some world-class knives. They'll sharpen them up like the Dickens, like your personal knives, just like they do many of the fine restaurants all over town. It's where the chefs shop for their kitchen tools, all kinds of unique gadgets, professional quality tools and utensils down there at Bertarelli. And they're also hiring a knife sharpening specialist, technician. You can contact Marco Bertarelli directly by email, and that would be at contact@bertarellico.com. Great company to work for. You'll love Marco Bertarelli. Contact@bertarellico.com is the email address if you think you might like a job as a knife sharpening technician. That's all at Bertarelli Cutlery. 1974 was when they opened. Still going strong nearly half a century later. They're located there at 1927 Marconi Avenue in the heart of the hill.
Engineer Design Facilities is the official commercial fire alarm service and solutions provider of TMA EDF, a Missouri and Illinois preferred full service vendor for licensed and certified professional servicing, monitoring, and testing for fire alarm services and systems, fire suppression systems, fire alarm system monitoring services, tenant improvements in construction and security access and monitoring services. EDF's fire division is now testing, inspecting, and maintaining the fire system on all commercial kitchen and restaurant hoods. And EDF can handle all of your company's security and surveillance needs, from surveillance cameras to access card readers to facial recognition software and everything in between. It's engineered, designed facilities. Check them out at edf-rg.com or email them at fire@edf-rg.com. It is our appliance discounters 8 o'clock hour. If you're in the market for an appliance, look no further than Appliance Discounters and their 80,000 square foot warehouse full of GE appliances and other major brands ready for delivery. Shop online at theappliancediscounters.com. Doug, you've gotten something there, haven't you?
Oh, I have. I've gotten three or four appliances.
Got the new dishwasher.
Got the dishwasher. One, yeah. Got the refrigerator. Got a microwave oven there.
Well, yeah. A range, as you call it.
I don't call it a range anymore. We used to. Yeah, I got them all there. Thankfully, yeah. That's where the deals are.
Yeah, John and Denise Bradley, the best. Go online, theappliancediscounters.com, the sponsor of our 8 o'clock hour. I deep teased this. I really was excited about my tease at 8:02. So I'm going to use that on my resume reel. What? The TMA Listener of the Month, Milagro Tequila. Welcome to A Brighter Side of Tequila with Milagro. We have some of the email submissions that people are signing up to win the January email of the month, or excuse me, a listener of the month presented by Milagro Tequila. And then also Scott Rowland going into the Hall of Fame. So this is what we have here, Jackson. People go to TMASTL.com, and when they go there, what are they asked to do to enter to be the Milagro Tequila listener of the month?
So first they get asked their name. But then they also get the option for their nickname, text name, email name, whatever like screen name they want to use, so they can protect their anonymity. Then they, you know, some other stuff, some basic personal info for shipping or if anything needs to be shipped or just anything we need. And then after that, you can upload a picture of yourself. I saw someone use Steadfast Eyes by Cassie Moore as their profile pic.
Oh, really?
And then a short reason why you should be the listener of the month. You know, that, and that, don't overlook that portion of it. That's a huge portion of it. If you just put, you know, like, I'm a walrus, you know, I don't think that's going to do it. So I think some of these submissions that we've had, that we have examples of right now, kind of give you a picture of what we're looking for.
All right, here's some of the examples. Jackson sent me some of the examples. We had a sales meeting yesterday, and Jesse Kiowski, who handles the marketing and promotions and this entire Jamaica trip, God bless her, said we had a bunch of quality submissions. And I was like, oh, I wasn't even aware of them.
No, we were caught unawares.
Here we go. Doug, this one's from Drew the Impaler.
All right.
I've been listening to you guys for about 8 or so years now, and I've loved it. My girlfriend used to think I was clever and witty until she found out that I was mostly just repeating things from TMA.
Mm.
Now she makes me sleep at the foot of the bed while she cuddles with her new boyfriend, Gareth. But it's okay. She doesn't berate me.
No.
Therefore, it's not a cuck, right, Iggy?
No. I mean, he knows it's going on. He doesn't care, and he's not being berated. So
there you go, Doug.
Well, he's at the foot of the bed while his wife goofs around
with
Gareth.
Well, it's not the best situation, but he's not getting cucked.
I would say it's not a good situation at all.
In his final sentence as he campaigns for the Milagro Tequila Listener of the Month, I'd love to just get Doug's attention for once. I thought bringing home a floor hockey championship with John Vaughn would get the job done, but alas, he ignores my siren calls.
Mm.
Stay cute, boys, and Tim is the best. That's from Drew the Impaler.
Okay.
See, now, when you send things in like that, and you pick out one person on the dais as the best and ignore everybody else, well, you're losing votes.
But he's making it clear he wants to sleep with a member of the dais, too.
All right, that's 2 out of 3. I mean, you need
guaranteed
to,
votes.
If you're going to suck up, you got to suck up the entire dais. If you leave three guys out, that's 3 votes you're not going to get.
All right, well, here's another one. This is from Ms. Jenny Shanahan. She's changed her name from Mrs. now.
Okay.
Longtime listener since the Martin days. Frequent participant in texting in with about a 15% funny rate.
Mm.
My stepdad Jack would finally respect me and let me be the power bottom for once if chosen as the prestigious Milagro Tequila Listener of the Month. I was once also accused of hacking Doug's Facebook account by simply adding him to the fan page because he's so old he doesn't know how Facebook works and thought that meant I had to have his password. Thanks. Mm. That's from Ms. Jenny Shanahan.
Yeah, boy, I don't like him.
You
can't just add other people to the fan page, can you? I'm still confused by that.
The admins, which at the moment are me and Jackson, one time it was Neil Allen Craig Paquette, I have to approve. And currently I think there are about 30 or so, 40 applicants in the queue. And like I said, it's a $25,000 initiation
fee. Right, I understand that, but you can't just add someone else without their knowledge, can you?
Not
or their
to
consent?
My understanding.
Not currently, that's for sure.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like you should. I don't want to be added to fan pages or who knows what all around the internet or Facebook. Yeah.
You have to ask to be joined to stuff. You can't just pick somebody and plop them in there.
Or you could ask to join the fan page. That's one thing. And then if there's some selection process, I get that. But I don't think someone else should be able to take your account and say, okay, you're now a member of the fan page. That's
at least with the TMA fan page, you can't do that. I don't know if it was set up differently back in the day. I don't know. This is from Mr. Licks, who I know Iggy would like to see win this thing. He wrote, I literally began a revenue-generating process by getting Pepper and Genie sponsored. Let me say that again. I am a revenue generator.
Mm.
Money will be hitting Hubbard's bottom line thanks to me and my year-long quest to improve that thing they call a podcast.
Oh.
Also, I have a walk-in linen closet. Can any of the other listeners come close to
probably
that?
Probably not.
Mr. Wicks.
Plowsy, have you seen any sponsors on the Pepper and Genie?
No, I'm still broke, so I haven't seen that yet.
Yes, I don't know what you're talking about, your revenue, because we haven't seen any, so...
So you're saying that that is a falsehood?
Well, yeah. Anybody who says they have a sponsor for Pepper and Genie are lying, because there aren't any.
Doug, what if I gave you this breaking news?
What?
This just came across my desk.
Okay.
KG and O-Town had a meeting yesterday with the director of sales.
Cut it out.
Keith Krause, here at Hubbard Radio. Jackson, you saw the man.
Can't confirm.
And what was he talking about?
I can't speak to that. Jackson and I were on our own sales meeting with General Sales Manager of 101 ESPN and TMA Kelly Hanna, along with the sales staff. But at that time, sources tell me KG and O-Town was meeting with the director of sales, Keith Krause. I mean, there's some real momentum. He's going to be in the building tomorrow learning how to run the board while we're in Jamaica. Things are happening for this KG and O-Town.
What else has he got up his sleeve?
I think the real issue is getting me and Iggy back to motivated to go do Pepper and Genie every day.
Would money not be the perfect thing for that?
It would. But I'm not putting words in Iggy's mouth, but not doing it hadn't been terrible.
You sound especially high right now.
So, I mean, you know.
Old people,
Go for it, Iggy.
Well, I'm going to poo-poo on these people that go on the fan page.
He's going to engage in scat play. Okay.
Sorry, Plowsy, but this is important. When people go on the fan page...
No need to apologize. I had nothing else.
Because we're not going to be motivated. And people say, he doesn't know anything about money. He's turning down money. He's an idiot. So I'm going to ask this in a hypothetical situation.
Okay.
Tim, you're on the balloon party.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, if you sell a sponsor, you get a portion of that. Anybody who sells, they get a percentage. You're on the show. Jackson's on the show. You one day say, oh, we have a new sponsor. You know, Dixie Donuts.
Oh, my word.
Johnny Johnson.
You didn't sell it. Jackson didn't sell it. Are you getting any money from Dixie Donuts?
I am.
Well, that's news to me.
Well, that's how it works. This is a different setup than KFNS.
It's an actual setup.
Well, I mean, all due respect, it's just a different situation, and that's not a shot. Honestly, because when I was operating 920, there weren't talent fees. It depended on your setup. People just got flat salaries, and some shows had revenue shares. But here, the talent, like, I mean, it's not really my place to say, but you receive talent fees for live endorsements.
That's what I'm saying. If you don't read the spot.
Oh, if I don't read the spot.
If it's just a new sponsor and they have a recorded spot on there, you make any money off of that Dixie Donuts?
Off of that, no.
Okay, well, that's my point. Okay. If they sell spots on Pepper and Genie and they're running spots, Plowsy and I aren't getting that money.
But they're not going to, I don't think it'd be a recorded spot without you voicing it.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? I mean, one of you would be voicing it, and then therefore you would get whatever your talent fee would be. And I don't know if that's already established between you and management or not.
No, because they don't even know we're doing the show.
Well, we are.
No, they know. And then they know it exists. I remember I was in the meeting where you talked about it with Tommy.
It was a year ago.
Right.
He just said, yeah, whatever you want to do. Yeah,
my point is that
if they sell spots on here, if we have nothing to do with the spot and we don't voice a spot, and it's just a generic, you know, Carly Lawrence does a spot, Plowsy and I make nothing.
But that's highly unlikely if you listen to podcasts rarely. I do listen to some podcasts, I will say, where the host is not voicing the spot. But for the most part, when somebody has a podcast, they are the one doing the spot. So therefore, this should lead to dollars for you and the Plowhawk. If you guys want to do it, Doug, maybe they don't want to do it. Well, maybe you and I do a podcast.
If it's your podcast, I would assume you could say yay or nay to any commercial product, any endorsement, unless you got a piece of it.
To me, I think it'd be worth $50 a day. I think that's totally worth it, a piece. I think that if a sponsorship wanted to do that, that's $250 a week.
But again, the point is that he comes in yesterday. He's doing everything he can just to walk in the building.
He's energetic.
But isn't that a good thing?
Again,
he's trying to get a good thing.
We need
him. He's been talking about it for 4 months.
Oh, got sponsors. Don't care. All right, yeah. Got a sponsor for the porn interview.
Well, you don't. There's none.
Okay.
So quit saying you have them when you don't. Now, just because you came back in, you know, I saw Keith the other day in the break room. We said hello. Does that count as a sales meeting?
Doug, does that count as a sale?
No.
Just because you came in and talked to him doesn't mean you sold anything.
Well, maybe he's...
Hey, Keith, can I sell something?
He doesn't have that kind of voice, and he doesn't go, at the end.
You don't know. You weren't in the meeting. He could have been shivering.
I might have a sponsor. That's how he pitched it.
For the love of God, just end P&G since it's clearly too much work for these guys to do a 15-minute podcast. Thanks, that's from the Illsider.
We did end it.
Oh.
There's somebody else trying to bring it back that has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, we killed that podcast, and now it's trying to be resurrected. Which, again, if there's money in my pocket, I'm willing to do it.
Hypothetically, let's pretend someone's been in the radio industry for, I don't know, 35 years and has zero understanding as to how money is generated. Get lost, dork, at some Herb's Hall.
Mm.
Well, I just told you how. And for the last 30 years, I worked in places that didn't give you money for live spots, so this is new.
Right, but as you can imagine, there's an indirect correlation between if you're going to be compensated with talent fees and or some kind of revenue share, your base salary decreases. Doug, here, you want me to do an x-axis and a
sure.
y-axis?
Okay, yeah.
So if you're going to receive incentive and or reward or bonus for the revenue the show brings in or for your own individual live reads, then your base compensation would be lower but then you have no limit on your upside of talent fees. And personally, I always will prefer a lower base. That's my own, you know, proclivity for entrepreneurial ventures. So
yeah, I get that.
But everybody's situation is different, you know.
Yeah, I had a situation in Springfield where I took the job, but I also told him what I made at KFNS when I was fired and what I turned down at ESPN. I said, if you can come close to either of those, I will come to work for you.
Nice.
And he said, I can't pay you that because you would be the highest paid person in this building. And I said,
higher than Ned.
I said, that's very sad.
Well, Ned Reynolds ruled that market.
I said, he said, but what I can do is I can give you this as a salary, and then I will give you 15% of the override on the sports reporters, which means I got 15% of everything they sold, which turned out to be pretty well. Now, I got stiffed on the money.
They didn't pay you? Wait, they didn't pay you?
No, he said I didn't sign any contract. I'm a handshake guy. Even though I asked for a contract, he never gave me one. He said, yeah, I'll get you one. He never did. But then at the end of the year, that money wasn't on my... I said, what happened to the override? You said, if I don't get to that number at the end of the year, you will write me a bonus check.
Mm-hmm.
And you were $5,000 short of that. He said, I don't remember that. I didn't do that. So I never got
this
money.
This was Ned?
No.
The owner of the place.
Johnny Johnson.
Yeah. So I understand what you're saying, that he couldn't pay me the salary I wanted, but he gave me 15% of the sales, which should have turned out well, but...
Yeah, you should have been ahead, right, after that.
I would have been if I got paid for
right.
it. But.
So anyway, that's the deal.
But that was different. I was the star of the show back then.
You weren't the star. Ned was the star. No, he always been the star.
No, it didn't take long for me to overtake him.
You did not unseat Ned Reynolds as the star of Springfield.
It was to the point where he wanted me fired.
Good morning. I don't mean this to sound mean, but how has Iggy made it to 75 years old? That's from Jonathan Mardukas. Mm.
Well, I haven't.
I absolutely love the double standard that Iggy has for other people. While his leathery ass just limbos under the high bar he sets for everyone else. That's from Arbor Day.
Oh.
It's a wonderful holiday.
I don't even know what that means. All I do is respond to when he says things, so he's the one that started it all.
I have never heard two more shiftless individuals work harder to avoid creating potentially revenue-generating content. That's from the Austin Oligarch.
Shiftless.
I said I was ready if, you know, money hit that.
But you
account.
Are enjoying the fact that you don't do Pepper and Genie right now.
Well, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, well, no, there's nothing wrong with that. But you are saying that if there are dollars that matter to you, you would be on board with bringing it back.
Correct. And I'm not quite sure why that is so shocking to the listener that, like, you know, sometimes after 8 or 9 months, I wouldn't mind getting paid for the podcast we do. Yeah. And if we don't, then I'm fine with it. No, I'm not complaining. But, like... How would that? I love the people that would never do free work in their life that tell me and Iggy that we should do a bunch of free stuff so we can entertain a bunch of walrus sads.
Oh.
And let me explain that what Plowsy's saying.
Go shovel the driveway, bro.
Go shovel the driveway, bro.
And Plowsy's 100% correct. Let me explain that a little bit. I guarantee there are people out there saying, well, you work for a company, you're doing this, you do it for them. You shouldn't get paid for it. No, we're doing something we just added. We didn't get hired to do Pepper and Genie. We just threw it out there that, hey, this, you know, we could probably sell it and it's probably be entertaining. We'd have fun with doing it. Well, we did it for 8 months and nothing was sold. So we're not costing the station money because we didn't have any sponsors. But if they had sponsors, I've said all along, I don't care if I get paid. If KG No-Town goes out and gets 5 sponsors for the thing, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Because the station will make money. I don't care if I make money for the thing, but as long as there's sponsors...
But your co-host would like to make money.
Well, give Plowsy some money. I don't care.
Well, I mean, if money goes in my hand, then theoretically money has already gone to the station's hand. So the station makes money.
I always want people
yeah.
to be making money. And I'm not, of course I do, but I'm talking about when I was in the spot where I was paying, well, I guess I am with Sound Story, with signing checks. You can never expect as an employer or just a coworker for somebody to do something for free. And by the way, nobody is expecting that in here, whether it be in this room or at Hubbard.
No, but what I said is I didn't sell a spot. I don't voice a spot. And say there's 5 sponsors and they all want Plowsy to do their spots. That's fine. Plowsy can make money off that. The station makes money. I'll come do Pepper and Genie because somebody's making money. I don't care if I make money as long as the station's making money. And if Plowsy makes some money, great. I don't need to make money on Pepper and Genie.
How about this supportive text here? Doug, Bill's wife. She is beautiful, too. Bill's wife is beautiful.
Is she?
Pepper and Genie can't win. When they do it, everybody complains about the content. When they stop, everybody complains that they aren't doing it anymore. You do you, boo. Pep and Gene strong. That's from Bill's wife.
Mm. Yeah. Nice little text.
I like this Bill's wife.
Yeah.
Guys, how about this? Just have KG and O-Town and Buckswell post a wrap-up show.
Mm.
I tune into that every day. That's from Scooter.
Yeah, well, I promise you would regret
they don't work
that.
Here. They don't work here.
You'd have 4 hours every day wrapping up a three-hour show.
They could do their own podcast wherever they want to. They don't have to do it here. You can do that in your basement, can't you? You can do that in your car. Just record the audio there. You got a podcast. Upload it somewhere.
Go do it. I don't care.
Okay, there it is. Sounds like Cajun O-Town and Buckswell are doing a wrap-up show.
Okay.
No, because they're not part of this show.
Well, they can if they want. Anybody could.
So the text line sounds
supportive.
No, I don't
think they don't have any part of this show. I don't think Tim would enjoy people that have nothing to do with this radio station or TMA going out and doing recaps of the show.
No, but critics
do
that all the time.
On social media all day long.
Yeah. TV shows.
Who's doing a podcast on...
Well, a podcast,
a radio
is,
show.
But I'm talking about people discussing the show. That goes on. People have every... I mean, there's nothing... People have a right to discuss the show. You want people discussing the show. If nobody's discussing the show, we got a problem.
Right. We wouldn't upload it to the TMA podcast feed. They can do... Like, there's recap shows of every TV show out there.
They can't use the intellectual property of the television shows, but they can discuss them, of course. We played some of that Game of Thrones one that was warm garbage. But it was on The Ringer. Like, The Ringer has, Bill Simmons' podcast network has all kinds of recaps.
Rewatchables does movies. Oh. They have Prestige TV Pod.
Well, I don't know anybody doing recaps of local radio shows.
No.
Well, then it would be an honor if somebody were, Doug, if we were Lewis and Clark of recap shows.
Right.
So Buck Swope and KG and O-Town will now be doing a recap show.
Well, they don't even know about this.
Guys, 2 weeks ago, Ken was on the air saying you wanted to do a Yellowstone recap show. Thanks, that's from Arbor Day.
I don't believe I said that. We did a recap of Yellowstone, and I said it would get 1 million views, and it got maybe 500. I never saw you do a Yellowstone recap show.
Good morning. Pepper and Genie remind me of Tessio and Fredo, an old guy and a young guy, both who got off due to quality control issues. That's from Manute Bull Eligible. You are a lazy, jealous avocado. You're being offered revenue to toy around with your microphone every day and talk about nude scenes from movies, and you're pouting about it. You are pathetic. That's from Texture of the Year, Little Tommy Tribbins.
Damn.
Who offered me money, Tribbins?
I clipped that off.
Who offered me money?
And you're not a lazy avocado.
The guy keeps saying, what does it got to do with being jealous? I'm here. He's not. I'm not jealous of anything, but he kept saying he had sponsors, and we haven't seen any. So what money am I turning down?
And Tribbs,
look, I voted for you for Texture of the Year.
Oh, yeah, back off.
That was. I hope you trip on your bike out there.
Oh.
Yeah, I hope your bike chain falls
off.
Does
it hurt more to be called a lazy avocado or a boiled chicken?
Well, I like both, so it doesn't matter.
But okay. The anger, I think Tribbins summed it up perfectly why they are angry. They are super, and Iggy sent this a lot, and the text line doesn't like it, but I feel like a lot of people are very envious of the position we're in terms of our job. And I don't know if they know the pre- and post-production of what goes into our job either. They just, you know, think, you know, everyone just comes in, sit down, and then immediately leaves. It's just not always the case. And they're jealous because they're doing their full 8 to 9 hour day while we're doing this, and we shouldn't complain ever.
We're getting fabulously wealthy doing it.
But also, we earned this right. We all went to journalism school. Not everyone can get into that.
Right.
And we
I didn't, by the way.
Look at what I went
through. Course of study.
I didn't either.
Look at what like some of the people on the dais went through to get to where we're at. I have gone through the mud to get here.
Right.
I have blood, sweat, and tears and bounced checks to get to where I'm at. So I've earned the right to complain, my dude. Say my first rodeo.
The STEM knowledge you have to do this kind of stuff. Just to get through the schooling of it all, we deserve more. Just like, you know, the surgeons.
Doug, it's essentially medical school,
it is.
But with words.
Right.
I couldn't believe how easy it was when I got there.
Look, in February, this will be 31 years for me. So it's been a long time, and I've had a couple of good owners. But the majority of 31 years has been just one crap organization after another I worked for. I'm finally at
nice
a company
of you to
that
say.
I'm finally at a
tell us how you really feel.
I'm finally at a company that cares about their employees.
Exactly.
They're the best I've ever worked for. So I'm happy. Now, if that upsets people that I'm happy that I'm working here, then so be it. Text in all you want. I can't. If you don't like your job, go get a new one.
Right. Don't blame
do
you.
Do what you got to do that makes you happy.
I got more support here. I'm with Iggy. This KG and O-Town guy seems like a real son of a gun trying to generate revenue for a show. Reminds me of when those schmucks down at Hedonism messed everything up by trying to make basic improvements to the resort like cable, clean towels, and complimentary jazzy scooter transport for the land whales waddling around. Thanks.
Oh.
And so I poked my head in the room and saw the hat and shot glasses, and apparently that's the end of the story.
I'd like to know more about that story.
Guys, I feel like the Plowboy should have made that rant in front of an oversized American flag, a la George C. Scott in Patton. Good or bad, Pringle? Thanks. That's from Wolf Boy.
Good. George C. Scott's portrayal of General Patton is one of the best acting performances of all time.
Wow, how about that, Doug?
Oh, well.
University of Missouri guy.
Yeah. One of. I didn't say the best. It's a
It was a good movie.
A little long.
He was a mean SOB.
I giggle and giggle about how much KG and O-Town bugs the four-eyed orange. Now, gets a little rough.
Yeah.
Starfish.
Yeah, what a shock.
Starfish Street.
Are they negative or is it like 50-50 in the text line? I don't even know what they're supposed to be negative about.
It's
We're not
negative.
Even like making like the controversial take. I just would like money for my time. And I'm not mad if I don't. Like, I love this place. And I don't need to do Pepperoncini to be happy. I'm probably more happy not doing it, if I could be perfectly frank. So I don't know what the controversial take is with me and Iggy. If the station makes money and I can line my pocket a little bit, I'm back at it. That's like your boss saying, hey, you want to work some overtime? We'll give you extra cash. That's probably more of incentives instead of them going, hey, you're going to work an extra 8 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, that you're not getting paid for it. Mm-hmm. You're not going to work an extra 8 hours.
Maybe you guys do it in seasons. You know, like TV shows don't go every single week.
Leave the audience wanting more.
Yeah,
right?
Barrett did that.
Season one, then you go to season two in the spring and summer, take another break, and then, you know, make it cyclical.
The really disappointing thing about it is we had a great episode about keeping cool in the summer. We never actually got to how to keep warm in the winter.
So you guys actually have something that people are waiting to hear.
There's an episode just sitting there cliffside.
Let's do it today.
Just dangling, waiting for us to snag it.
Look, we came back and we did the interview with Katie Kush, and it was fabulous.
Yeah, I think that's
a lot of good response. She's texting me, telling me thank you, and I want to come in and feature. What can we do?
Nice.
And I have nothing as KG O-Town. I didn't start any of this. He's the one who started taking shots saying, I'll sell stuff. I got sponsors. You don't even want to do it. I mean, yesterday he posted a picture of his thing from Tommy that he had to fill out to run the board for a day. I mean, just stop. I mean, if you get the job, fine. Come in and do it. You don't have to sit there every day and just... Coming in, he's gonna be jealous. I'm running the board.
Like it sounds like Ned Reynolds is running our board.
I got a contract. No, it's an FCC rule that if you take a job for one day, you got to fill something out. So just quit. Just come in, do it. If you get hired, you get hired. Just quit trying to throw stuff at Pepperoncini and bragging about it.
Stepdad Gary agrees with the Plowhawk. Spot on. You guys get to go play golf and go to Jamaica for work sometimes. A lot of sad mopes get jelly off of these kinds of things. They don't want to acknowledge that what I assume is a lot of hard work and BS behind the scenes. That's from Stepdad Gary.
Emphasis on the hard work.
Thank you, Doug.
I'm carrying the weight of the world on my shoulders.
And you're talking about sweat equity. Again, I bring up, like, it's not like I was dropped out of Western Illinois and landed at this amazing gig. I mean, you should see the asshats we had to work with.
You paid your dues.
I mean, I can't believe I'm still in the industry after what I dealt with. So, yeah,
I
deserve a little pampering, baby.
And there's no behind-the-scenes BS here. I've seen none of it here.
No, it's amazing.
It's just day after day you come in here and you're happy to be here and... You don't mind if you have to stay and do other things, and it's, you know, has it been like that for 30 years?
Look at the event that we put on. I mean, that year that has went by like it was like a blink of an eye, it felt like the year that we were here.
Yeah.
It's crazy that it's been over a year.
Well, now, isn't it true
that... It felt like 10 at some of the other places.
Isn't it true that if you do a podcast, most people who do it, they have to sell the spots themselves, right?
Correct. And again, we
that's
could
not,
do
that's
that.
That's not necessarily true. Like, you're talking about local ones?
Not in all cases, but... Don't most people who do a podcast, they're pretty much responsible for selling the
Well, I mean,
finding
for
sponsors.
Podcasts, and it depends on the number of downloads you get, whether or not you are worth it, for lack of a better term, to companies that then take the podcast and insert spots in, and then you receive a percentage of the revenue.
Well, you'd have to be a pretty big hitter to get that deal, wouldn't you?
That's correct. Again, relatively speaking, like not at the Rogan level, but also, I mean, however many podcasts. I was reading an article last week about how many podcasts there are now.
Oh, it's got to be a million or more.
And what percentage of podcasts, not even talk about profit, but what percentage of podcasts actually generate revenue? I'd have to think it's single digits. I don't even think twice about it,
yeah,
actually.
I would think, yeah.
But that's fine. People want to do something for a hobby. God bless. It's totally cool. I waste a lot of time on golf. I don't make a dollar unless I'm winning some bets. But either way, it's not how I'm feeding my family. So, you know, if people want to do that, God bless. But yeah, but to answer your question, Doug, there are companies who do it. Now, if you're just doing a local one, then you have to go out and sell. And that's usually what determines whether or not somebody can get something going, is whether or not they can start bringing in money. Otherwise, you're going, oh, I'm just wasting my time on this. Unless you really enjoy it and you have your income taken care of.
That's me and Plowsy's point altogether. I mean, we enjoy doing it, but after a while, if we don't, the station doesn't make any money off it, they don't care if we do it or not. Well, just won't do it.
The twink and his bisexual papa make it sound like doing Pepperoncini is like shoveling coal in a dirty mine. Mm. You run your hostess holes about pubes. Stop complaining, you two generational twinks. Mm. Doug, that's from former Cardinal reliever and starter Lance Painter.
Yeah. When have we complained?
Yeah, are we complaining?
Like, we did it for 8 months. It's not like we did it for 2 weeks and go, oh, where's the money? Screw this. Like, we did it for 8 months. We had a blast doing it. I'm complaining about them complaining about, I don't even know what.
About you not complaining.
About not wanting to do a podcast without any financial backing.
And we never complained. We just said we don't want to do it anymore. And then when people bring it up,
why aren't you doing it? Lazy. Oh, I got sponsors. Don't want to do it. You don't want money. Ah.
I need to know where
no,
these
they
people.
No, they don't go far at the end of the sentence.
We never complain about it. Just out of the blue, Plowsy me.
Yeah, Pepperoncini. Glad we're not doing it. Hate that thing. Rah.
We don't complain.
There once again, at the end.
It's easier like of goats. My day not to do it, but it's also, that's obvious. That 20 to 25 minutes of me not doing it to where I can do other things.
Right.
Brian Henschen, Doug, and he's the show's ombudsman. He's also covering the Colts coaching situation.
Well.
Says, the douchey whites who want Plow and that other guy to work for free would be great fits at the OG 590 where we were compensated with Pasta House coupons. What a bunch of losers. That's from Brian Henschen. Iggy, he was on your side there.
Well, he said the other guy.
Well, I mean, in principle.
He couldn't even mention my name.
I really enjoy Pasta House coupons, though, to be frank.
Well,
I
like that they salad. Were all over.
I do, too.
Kim Tucci would come in and do a segment with us in the afternoon show, and he'd give me like 40 $10 gift certificates, and he goes, pass them around to the staff. And he'd leave. I'd say, there is no staff.
So you kept them all, didn't you?
Yeah, kept them all. I had Pasta House gift certificates. It lasted me 3 years.
Really?
Dude, my first month of my internship was basically just handing out Fox robots to just dudes that were showing up at the station at like 7 p.m.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
Those were always the weird. They were so weird looking, but on Fox NFL, that was like my favorite thing.
Didn't they send us those because when we weren't in local programming, we were in the Fox Network programming?
Yeah, we've had several stations that have been in the Fox Network. You know, you play the national.
Right.
I think it's a great topic. Why is Pepperoncini not on?
Because
we complain too much.
And how many people would listen to it on any given day?
I don't even look at the numbers. I'd be shocked if we got more than 200 downloads. But the downloads automatically are... How do downloads work, Tim, if it's automatically on the feed?
Like, I'm sorry I don't follow the question, but I want to answer it.
If you have the app...
Uh-huh.
Is Pepperoncini automatically on that download for whoever has the app?
So Pepperoncini is on the TMA app, and then therefore, if you subscribe to TMA, or the TMA feed, I should say, Jackson, correct me if I'm wrong, and then therefore, if you subscribe to TMA, you automatically get Pepperoncini.
Correct, yeah.
And what we have been instructed to do, and it's smart business, is to put my podcast on there and to also put Balloon Party on there. You weren't on that call, Jax. I know you had a separate call yesterday about podcasts, and all of the producers here were on that call, correct? Am I right on that? Not just for TMA, of course, but for the other Hubbard stations here in St. Louis. Because then that way, all of those shows now are in the hands of the audience. But at the outset, Pepperoncini was just on the TMA feed. Because obviously TMA has a ridiculous amount of subscribers for as long as it's been on. And a lot of people listen to it via podcast.
Yep.
There you go.
All accurate.
Yeah, I don't know. It just depends on, I guess, how you do it. Because, like, when I do my cooking show live on Facebook, I get, like, 10 people watching. But then I go back a couple weeks later, and I look, and it's got, like, 2,800 views. So people will go look at it later, but they don't do it live. So if we do a podcast, and it may get a few views, but then I don't know what the downloads compared to the views or the clicks. I don't know how any of that works.
Yeah, and I think I talked to KG in O-Town yesterday, kind of setting up logistics for when he's getting here tomorrow, kind of what we're, you know, what I want him to bring and, you know, kind of what to expect. We kind of got on this topic about Pepper and Jeannie, and I actually forgot what I was just about to say.
Oh, but that's okay. That off. That's okay. Well, great night anyway.
You can talk to him tomorrow because he'll come in.
Still a great.
Just yeah, plenty of time
absolutely
tomorrow.
Hilarious. Mm. I literally had a great take, and it is gone.
Well, it happened.
It went to outer space, man.
Yeah, it happened.
I mean, he'll be in at 6 tomorrow morning.
Who will be? Okay, Geno Town.
And he'll probably stay around till 5 p.m. just roaming the halls and,
Make it a job. Here is what it is. Yeah. Okay. And so he asked if we would change, like, formats for Pepper and Jeannie if there were sponsors. And I was like, well, there's no format now. We literally had an episode about expired milk and chicken and how to stay warm or cool in the summer.
That's important stuff.
Those two mean you're out of ideas. So, like, whatever the sponsors want us to do, we can kind of change. I feel like Pube Talk, Cucks, that should always stay.
I'm not changing.
Yeah.
We're doing what we do.
But if there they is. But if they wanted
to do a podcast, would you guys break down a Cardinal game after it's
no I meant like if there was a sponsor that wanted to sponsor Iggy reading a DM a day from Facebook or one, you know, a scam call that, you know, somebody trying to scam him or somebody, you know, doing that, if he can read one of those a day, that's sponsored or that's what I meant, just sponsored type little sketches
segments.
And bits.
How can you make fun of KG in O-Town when all you do is wander the halls, you ghoul?
Oh.
That's from Johnny Cakes. You don't hear people described as ghouls often.
Well, Johnny Cakes, there's a difference. The difference is I work here.
Yeah.
KG in O-Town, getting a meeting with Keith Krause is significant. And I know Keith Krause isn't necessarily a name that most people in the audience know about, but he's the director of sales, and he doesn't just... You know, you can't just email and say, hey, I'd like to meet with you. So he's, you know. But I was not in the meeting because we were in our own sales meeting. And I don't know. I hadn't talked with KG in O-Town about it.
Good for him. If he sells something, fine. I haven't seen it. So quit bragging about the sponsors you have. You don't have any.
But you would bring back the podcast if he gets a sponsor.
If they're legitimate sponsors and the station makes money, yes.
No,
I've said that.
Okay.
But quit going on and saying you have these things and bragging about it when you don't.
Yeah.
When you have them, just say, hey, guys, by the way, I've been working on this on the side. I got 5 sponsors for you. Great. Congratulations. Let's do the show.
Yeah.
Quit saying it every day. Jealous. I got sponsors. You have none.
No.
If you're not going to do Pepper and Jeannie, can you maybe help the ghost of Gino and Max download the golf video from Biff's flip phone so we can take a gander at the thing that took place 9 months ago? Thanks. That comes from my cooking show. Got 10 views yesterday, and apparently that was worthy of being mentioned.
Well, I didn't do a show yesterday. I haven't done a cooking show in 3 weeks, so thanks for paying attention.
We missed the cooking shows.
Why do you care? You get the fish.
Yeah, that's all that's important to me.
I'm probably not going to go pick it up today. So
oh, come on, pick it up.
Now, I do have some breaking news from yesterday, if you want to hear it.
Doug, this is breaking.
Yeah, sure.
I'm waiting for somebody to say yes. I'm just going to throw it out there. I was texting with Brian Gross from the AVNs.
Wow. Heavy hitters.
Yeah, and I threw it at him. I said, I think there needs to be a new category in the AVNs next year. I think you need to add Media Person of the Year.
You want it to be you, don't
I
you?
I said, that way...
You're trying to get an award, aren't you?
Hell yes. And I said, that way, if there's people out there that are thinking about, you know, I could do it, porn over here and there, promote it. If they know they could get an AVN, I think you'll get more people to do things and promote porn in the adult industry and do interviews and things. And he goes, I think that's a great idea. I'm going to pass it on to the powers that be.
And how would that help you?
I will do a ton of porn interviews and make sure I get an AVN.
Doug, everyone wins. It's like the Hot Wife Autumn situation for Beer Cats and Hot Wife Autumn and Earl Husband.
And then you get an award, and how does that help you?
Oh, it's on my bucket list to win an AVN.
Oh, man.
For what purpose?
Because I won an AVN.
The Smut Award is on your bucket list?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I would go out, not go out of my way. I enjoy doing them anyway, but I would probably start a podcast where I just interview porn people.
The great thing about porn is there's thousands. And getting the likes of like a Vivian Azor types, like under the radar, funny interview, those are good too. So they don't have to be superstars.
Yeah, and I would win. Except, you know.
I don't know that.
I would go up against Captain Jack, but I would do an interview a day or a week.
Well, don't you think maybe that's your niche with Plowsy's got his connection there and.
We can
you've
get
got your connections.
He even said on the podcast that his bailiwick at the up and comers.
That's Matty Dreads?
Because he can get a connection with them early, and once they reach superstardom, they don't get too big ahead. They still work with him because he's a private contractor. So he works with, he's not exclusive to one specific company. Mm-hmm. He can work with, you know, outsource his talents to any company. And so that I think we can get a ton of them that want the exposure. Katie Kush loved the interview. And people like, you know, that get up to superstardom really don't want to do a random 30-minute interview podcast, but those
but I
types
could
of gals
those.
Would love to. Well, yeah, you could. I'm not saying you can't. We have a Lisa Ann connection, which is always helpful as well. Well, you do more so than I do. But.
Well, I don't know. She said, I got five people I'm hooking you up with, and I never saw any contact, so. But I have.
Lisa Ann said this?
I have ways of getting people. But I think it'd be a win-win.
You're going to go around her.
They call that an end-around.
Not go around her. I don't need to go around her.
Madison's been messaging her on Instagram, talking about, you know, some adventures that they're planning.
Really?
Lisa's great.
What are they planning?
I don't know. Just a hike or something when we're golfing, I guess. Mm. I don't know.
So it'd be a win-win. I think people would enjoy the interviews, plus there's a chance I win an AVN.
Jeez.
And that's going to help you find work later?
No, it's just going to be nice sitting on my mantle, an AVN award.
Now, would you get that mailed, or would you actually go to the award show?
I think everybody that's nominated gets a ticket to go. So I'd go.
If Biff pays.
Unless they don't. Well, I'd take Biff, of course.
He's so he can
plus
pay.
One. Yes. I don't think they give that award out. There's a lot of awards they give out that they don't do live. That is.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
So if I was going to get it live, and the main thing would be to give a speech and then have that on film and then use it for the show, because I would probably kill it.
Oh, come on.
Man.
They're not going to give a speech for the media person of the year?
Get nervous in front of a bunch of porn stars?
Well, with that Fleshlight blimp.
Yeah, that's right. It flew proudly when I was there in 2016. The Fleshlight blimp flew through the theater. I was actually thinking about this, and then a lady texted in, Doug. God, it's amazing.
It's not a lady.
Well, her name is Jenny, and the last name is Talia, so.
Yeah.
Hey, dummy. Ever heard of Adam 22 and Lena the Pugs Plugs show? They literally interview and then bang the porn star. Mm. No one cares about your old man, unsponsored, straight to the webs. I was thinking that because Cade and I were talking about doing a podcast right before we started here and decided to hold off on it. And I was asking, I said, are there any podcasts outside of Holly Randall's that really has traction? And she wasn't aware of them. And then I found out about this Adam 22 and Lena the Plug. Or is it Lena or is it Lena?
I don't know.
Well, they're both dating. Or they're dating each other, so.
I think they're engaged. Yeah. But then they have sex with the starlet, and that's really going to separate them from anything else.
But they're not in the media. They're porn stars doing a podcast.
No. Lena the Plug is a porn star. Adam 22 is a media member.
Man. I'm a media member, man.
I don't know. Maybe I wouldn't win.
He plays a bunch of online poker, too.
Yeah, his thing he started, No Jumper, is huge.
What's No Jumper, Doug?
It's his podcast media company. They interview rappers, porn stars, athletes.
Yeah, I enjoy his work.
Yeah, he's very
well
known.
I haven't listened to the other ones, but on the Stag interviews.
Yeah. No Jumper, it has 3 million followers on Instagram, and he himself has 1.6.
It's going to be tough to beat Adam 22.
Yeah. Well, he can't get everybody.
Yeah. All right, there it is. He sounds like he's going to commit to it.
And like Glennie Balls does a OnlyFans porn star podcast.
So now you're up
too.
Against Adam 22 and Glennie Balls.
Mm. Well, that Adam 22, that sounds cheesy and
wasn't that a TV
corny.
Show back in the day?
Adam 12.
When you bang the porn star after the interview, that's so cliche.
Yeah, it really is.
I dig Lena the Plug. She's kind of like in that Bella Danger area. Where
that's her name, Lena the Plug?
Lena.
God, that's a horrible
name. What a horrible nickname. The plug.
Can you imagine putting in everybody's in the contacts?
Jackson, what is that? What does Lena the Plug mean?
Well, the plug, when you're talking about in terms of hip hop music, the plug is someone who supplies whatever. What's the word I'm looking for? Any sort of, I don't want to say like narcotics, but like someone who supplies the product. That would be the plug.
The drugs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to have a good
plug. I just
plug.
Said that, you and John Caskey walked past me and smiled and gave me a thumbs up.
He's a plug.
He have his AirPods.
So the plug, and I think it's also a double entendre with, you know, what is Tunnels 12,000 sell? Butt plug.
No.
I thought he sold refurbished Sibians.
That's right.
Is he diversifying?
No, I'm thought sure. refurbished Sibians, that's the PP Corp, but do they outsource to local contractors?
I don't know.
They're wholesale.
Okay.
Guys, have you ever thought about expanding Sound Story to a point where Doug gets to have sex with the guests?
That's it's only funny because we've seen the guests that come in, and that is super hilarious.
Yeah.
That's from Scott's Wrinkled Balls.
Thanks to pay the more ear. For that.
You know what? We've been running into a lot of people come in here, and their ears are popping because I guess I don't notice it. We've been in radio stations a long time. It's soundproof, you know, so like when you come
oh,
in
is
here.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
The last few, remember yesterday, they're like, so man, my ears are like, my head's weird. I'm like, oh, it's just soundproof. Mm-hmm. So like, it's really is weird.
Glenny Ball's YouTube videos at the AVNs are everything that Iggy could have been had he put an ounce of effort into it. It's actually a shame. Maybe KG and O-Town could improve that part of the show as well. That's from Mr. Licks.
No, how has he improved this part of the show? He has done nothing.
What if KG just came in and is more or less your boss for the podcast and got things straightened out and heading in the right direction? Gave you some pointers.
God.
No, how about that?
No thanks. Oh. I don't need anybody who's not my boss telling me what to do.
So what if it meant a lot more money for you?
That mattered.
It's impossible for that to happen with him.
Well, not really. Not if he.
What can he tell me to make me more money than I haven't done in 30 years?
He could get the sponsors.
I think maybe if you talk about
Ed Reynolds again,
and maybe just
stop. Oh. With everything.
KG and O-Town has issued a statement.
Of course
he has. Iggy, once and for all, I am not bragging about having sponsors. I'm defending you publicly essing all over me for weeks when all I want to do is help grow TMA. Jesus. That's from KG in O-Town.
All you've done is call in and trash me and Plowsy when,
I've got three sponsors. I've got four sponsors. Don't even want to do an interview. I got a sponsor for the porn interview. You going to do it?
Well, we've seen none of that. If that's not bragging, I don't know what it is. We never asked you to sell it and then just tell management, hey, guys, KG and O-Town got five sponsors. Yeah, great.
Well, here is the situation on that. There's actually some detail that's relevant. You can't just sell for the station without having
I know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I told him that.
But that's why he met with Keith yesterday, because you can't just it's different than what the situations have been when we were at 1380, 920, and 590.
And that's probably after I said something on the air where I said, you can't just go out and start, hey, I got a podcast. Hubbard, you want to spend money? You have to go through procedures, I imagine.
Sure.
You have to go through Kellyanne. You have to fill out things. You have to get permission. You can't just go out and sell on your own.
Why would KG and O-Town get a meeting with the director of sales if he doesn't have sponsors lined up? Does he think before he spews this nonsense on the air? Doug, that's from a gentleman in a rocking chair in Old Appleton, and his name's the Old Appleton Stepdad.
Yeah.
I agree he shouldn't be spewing that he's got sponsors if he doesn't. I haven't seen any. That's my only answer I can give you to that is I don't see any. Quit saying you're going off on him because he's getting you sponsored. I haven't seen any. There's none.
None.
It's going to be awkward in here tomorrow when KG and O-Town's here.
Mm-hmm. And he comes in with a satchel full of sponsors.
Yeah, bag of cash.
A lot of pressure on me getting him up to snuff, ready to go for next week.
Yeah.
So.
You said he only had about 10 buttons he had to hit? To get us on the air?
Yeah, man, I am much more concerned with this guy right here. Our commercials, being on time is super important in radio. Starting at a good time, going to commercial break, letting us know when we're a minute from coming back. All those things sound super easy because listeners are just morons and have no idea what actually goes on.
Well, we only have like two breaks. Two 3 or 4 minute breaks, right?
Correct. What makes it more difficult than having 3 or 4 breaks an hour.
Really?
Because you got to fit everything in. You got to make sure. And just a lot to do, Doug. I assure you, he'll be ready, though.
Seems like
smart guy.
He's a smart guy. He should be able to get it down. Just leave Pepper and Jeannie alone. If you sell something, fine.
Yeah, and
Keith will come to us. Kellyanne will come to us. Hey, guys, I got six sponsors for the Pepper and Jeannie show. Great. When do you want us to start it back up? Simple as that.
And Doug, we're only coming out of one pot, so he didn't have to deal with all the mic pots. We're just coming out of an
Doug, we're coming
unit.
Out of one pot.
Okay.
One pot from Jamaica.
All right.
Ocho Rios, live from Sandals in Ocho Rios. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After. The audience is now aware that we have just engaged in an orgy. And we'll just go around the dais and comment on our experiences in the orgy.
Oh, I don't know that that's going to happen, really.
Jackson's going to get laid.
I think my old hedonism. I think my old hedonism friend from back in the day works for Sandals and Ocho Rios.
Who is this?
Ashley Martin.
Uh-oh.
Why don't we get her on?
Well, I got to make sure, because I said, are you going to be down there? And she goes, yeah. But then I asked in our Zoom call if they're familiar with her, and they said no.
Well, we weren't asking like a Sandals employee. Right, we were asking the engineer.
What does she do down there?
I was asking the girl who I thought was at Sandals and knows all the people that work there.
What does she do there, this Ashley Martin?
I think she's like a promotions director.
I'll be darned.
That's going to be a fun thing to find out next week.
She's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And a great into fashion. She designs a lot.
She's fashion forward.
She designs a lot of clothes.
Jeremy Rutherford is going to join us coming up at the, it already is the top of the hour.
Yeah. Hansy here?
Is Mark Hanna here?
I don't think so.
Mark Hanna, Evergreen Wealth Strategies, presents Jeremy Rutherford plus Scott Rowland going into the Hall of Fame. What cap will he wear? Here's what he had to say with Bob Costas. We'll have that for you coming up in the Maggie O'Brien's 9 o'clock hour. We'll take a commercial break. Come back with JR, your two-part questions for Jeremy Rutherford as Colton Parayko enjoys time in the third defensive pairing last night as the Blues lose to the Sabres. That's coming your way next. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After from the Michelob Ultra Studios, closing out the appliance discounters, 8 o'clock hour.